The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hi, I'm Casey. I'm 23. I heard that 2026 is the new 2016, so I've returned to the 4Ps project after a 10-year hiatus. I used to come with my mum to the lunchtime debate show during school holidays to participate and record promos. A lot of my radio presence back then included many awkward teenager-style yes or no's, but now I'm back as I try to navigate adult life. Cabin fever snuck up on me via a mix of working from home and anxiety. Vectis Radio gives me something to look forward to every Tuesday. Even better, I get to practice one of my favourite hobbies, talking. My newest instalment on a Tuesday is Things That Are Dying Out, which has covered writing, the pub, and DJs. I like to keep up to date with all things new, age, and culture. I hope I bring topics to the table on a Tuesday that puzzle the listeners and get them thinking. This, alongside my love for music, makes Vectis Radio the highlight of my week. The rush I get from being live on air is indescribable. I have my family and friends to thank for an eclectic music taste. My parents always had music on when I was growing up. My mum has an impressive collection of singles. When I was a child, I remarked to her how big those CDs were. My dad always had actual CDs stacked in his car and questionable songs as his ringtone. To this day, whenever I hear Mr. Brightside by The Killers, you know the one, I think his phone is going off. My two sisters have strengthened my music taste with 90s and early noughties tunes. We were all part of the MP3 player generation, hoping that we haven't downloaded a virus to the family computer again. They always like to tease me that they saw Jay-Z and Kanye West at the Isle of Wight Festival and I didn't. I was only aged 8, but that doesn't seem to be a valid excuse. My friends have influenced my taste with reggae, new pop like Charlie XCX, and even Irish trad music and country. My growing vinyl collection is compromised by stolen items from my parents' collections, notably Parallel Lines by Blondie and Rumours by Fleetwood Mac, as well as newer vinyls from Magdalena Bay and Blood Orange. I can't forget some of my favourites from Island musicians Wet Leg and Plastic Mermaids. A new gifted edition is from my mum, Fergal Sharkey. I had a brief stint living in Southeast London during the first half of 2025. This felt like a vengeance for COVID as it interrupted my studies at a London uni. I ended up commuting to London from the island for 2 years, which was every part as bad as you imagine. To summarise my time living in London, the highs were high and the lows were low. Despite this, I felt a new sense of belonging. I felt like I was interesting for once. People actually cared about what I was doing and hyped me up. I formed connections that I never thought I would. A few friends were involved in music, DJing and community radio and really expressed themselves creatively. I've always felt creative but excelled academically. I enjoy both, but what to do about it? It seems like the radio has been right in front of me all this time after being introduced 10 years ago right here. It only felt right to come back. Now here I stand, 10 years later, embracing myself, attempting to combat cabin fever and expressing my personality in a way that feels right. Mixing my creative instincts with a passion for culture and academia. There's lots more to come from me, and no, it won't be in another 10 years' time.